South Africa's emergency response landscape has long been defined by slow reaction times and overstretched public services. Aura stepped in to address that gap and built a tech platform that connects people in distress with the nearest private armed response or medical team. And today I'm speaking to Justin Suttner, the General Manager, Sub-Saharan Africa of Aura, about how this homegrown solution has been exported to the world. Hi, Justin. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So I described a little bit of what the company does. How did it get started?
So I like to always start with a why it started. And back in 2017, it was essentially quicker to get a taxi or a pizza delivered to you faster than you can get help when you're in an emergency situation, or even worse. And so there was that glaringly obvious, like, that's just doesn't make any sense. We've got some of the biggest, if not the biggest, I stand to be corrected, private emergency response networks and industry in the world. And so what we saw was that we had a huge amount of private emergency response services, and we had a very, very limited amount of people being able to access them, essentially because of the cost. And so that why was really what sparked Aura. And just to kind of overlay that, at the time, one of the co-founders had a offsite surveillance monitoring business. And what he realized as well at the same time was that we could detect, or he could detect crime, or he could detect things happening, but he couldn't get response there. And so that's really what started the journey of Aura. Aura was born. And essentially the first vision was to create a world where everyone is safe, essentially democratizing access to private emergency response services, which previously was always reserved for the select few that had big homes and can afford a fancy alarms. And now it was about, how do we enable access to the mass population of South Africa?
So, but you don't have, you don't build apps or have panic buttons or cameras. It's you have the platform.
Correct. So I'm happy that you mentioned that. In the beginning, we always used to get misconstrued as an app or security company or medical. We're not. We're essentially a marketplace platform. And what that means is that we've aggregated and added pretty much every security and medical response company on the country onto one platform. And through using our technology that we've built ourselves, we then have this platform, and we call it a marketplace because we call our service providers our suppliers, and then we clicked in the demand side of it. So squarely a tech platform that operates similar to a marketplace.
And this is business to business.
So our model started off like that, so business to business. And so we partnered with the likes of FirstRand, so FNB, OUTsurance, Momentum, MyWay, Trackers, a client. Uber was actually our first client. So we're the back end that we linked to that Uber SOS feature for drivers and riders and Uber Eats. And that is how we still to this day distribute our product or our services through varying different corporations in South Africa, which is what we call our personal safety product, which is essentially around protecting an individual outside of their primary residence.
Well, Uber is a big customer. Who else?
So, yeah, so as I said, we've got great partners. So Tracker in the telematics space, FNB in the banking space, OUTsurance, Momentum Insurance, and for staff. We've also got Investec. We provide a lot of support for their staff and quite a few other companies. We also work a lot with the likes of Fidelity. They're a client as well. So we really, really have some big corporate names as clients, and we actually refer to them as partners and distributors.
So in practice, how does this work? Someone triggers an emergency alert, and what happens?
Sure. So as I said, you know, we distribute our product through big corporates. And what they do is either on-sell this or provide it or embed it into policies or banking products or sell this to their customer base. And what essentially they're selling is access to our service. And the way that someone gets access to our service is via a range of different what we call modalities. So whether that's an application, a phone number, a panic button, or any real way that's someone, we have the ability to get someone's location. So when someone activates a distress or a panic alert, it comes through to our platform, and our platform, immediately using our proprietary algorithm, finds the nearest private vetted responder or medical, depending on the situation, to that person's location. So in a sense, we're aggregating those emergency services, and that the nearest, let's say, security provider or the nearest armed responder or medical will essentially pick up that alert and respond to that user using our technology that we provide to those companies.
So you're not only a South African company now, you've expanded to other countries. Tell us about that growth.
Yeah, so it's been fantastic. So I'm not a co-founder of the business, but I was here very early when we were only in South Africa. We've expanded into, we're now three continents. So we've got a Kenyan business doing something pretty similar to South Africa. We've got a business in the UK that's operating there. And then we've, about last year this time, February, we launched in the United States. So we really are a global platform operating at a really, really big scale, offering our solution and our services to a multiple range of clients in different continents, different use cases. So it's really been a fantastic growth story.
Well, explain the use case in Europe, because in Europe, the state does provide ambulance services and all these services. How do you augment that?
So the UK business is slightly different to South Africa, whereby South Africa, we do look after, as I said, we respond to people. We also have a very large fixed location business in South Africa, which is essentially responding to property, critical infrastructure and the like. And what we do in the UK is, a couple of years back, the police mandated that they would not respond to alarms, be it residential, be it commercial, et cetera, et cetera. And so there was an immediate gap for companies to be able to go and verify and almost like triage these events. So we set out to go and do something similar in South Africa, whereby we aggregated and added a lot of the private security response companies there, as well as set up what you could call an independent response network that augments the private side and essentially works exactly the same way in terms of our algorithm, pairing the nearest responder to a location and responding. So the operating model, or the commercial model, is slightly different. The use case is also a little bit different, but nonetheless, really, really solving a critical pain point for a lot of people in the UK and across Europe.
And the US?
So the US is fairly similar to the UK. It's still obviously, it's just over a year old. And the US, something similar has happened with regards to certain cities and certain states are mandating that they just aren't able to, the police aren't able to respond to alarms. And the truth is that world's becoming a more connected place. Accessibility to alarms and security services is just growing exponentially. So we're seeing the same thing in the United States. It's already been mandated in quite a few areas. And so we started our US business in Dallas, Texas, and now it's expanding across the country, really at a rapid pace, far outpacing what we expected.
And do you have further expansion plans?
Yes, we're an entrepreneur-led business. So, you know, expansion is always something that we're looking into. I would say at every continent, if I'm honest. My particular role around being in Africa, we are looking at opportunities in with the likes of Egypt. In Egypt, we're already in Ghana as well. We're operating in Namibia, so we are going to be expanding there. And then there's a few other regions on the cards. I won't give away too much at this point. You might have to watch the space, but India has certainly been mentioned a few times, and we think that's a really, really unique use case. We'll be in quite a lot more regions over the coming months and years. So watch the space, shall I say.
So you mentioned South Africa and Namibia. Who else in sub-Saharan Africa are you in now?
So Kenya and South Africa are two core markets. We've got two pretty big teams there, fully functioning businesses. We're in Namibia as well. We operate in Uganda. Ghana, not really sub-Saharan Africa, but we do have a presence there. That's where we are at this point. That's where we're going to focus a lot of our time over the next like 3 to 4 months, with very strong response capabilities in each.
Well, Justin, I've got most of what I want. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Awesome. No, thank you for having me. I think just to echo what I said earlier, like watch the space. It's a really, really exciting space that we operate in. We're the first in many markets that we operate in. Really innovative, fantastic business. And as I stated at the beginning, like our vision is very clear. We want to create a world where everyone is safe. And that's whether it's people or property, that is our core focus that we're never going to stop delivering on.
Well, Justin Sudner from Aura, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Brilliant. Thank you.